2 years ago, Abbott came out with the Freestyle Libre, and I demonstrated using the app with the Freestyle Libre sensors. Today, I'm going to do another demonstration of the Freestyle Libre, but this time it will be version 3 and the app that goes along with it. So the first thing I'm going to do is go into my medical folder and open up the Libre 3 app.
Medical folder, 2 apps.
All right.
Libre 3.
I'm in my medical folder. And I'm going to double tap on Libre 3.
Libre 3, slider menu icon, button, okay. Possibly, menu.
So, the first thing I want to tell you is that this app and the device working with it is much improved, but not perfect. There are places in the app where you would expect to hear things once, like when it says menu, slider menu. And yet you will hear menu, slider menu multiple times when I double tap on them. So the first thing I'm going to do is go to the top of my screen and show you my options in the menu of the Freestyle Libre app. And in order
87 milligrams per deciliter and falling
to
quickly.
Do that, the first thing you're going to see is, prior to getting into the menu, if I just touch the top of my screen, I will see the milligrams of my blood sugar. 87 milligrams, and it said, and falling quickly. If I flick again to the right,
add note button.
I see add note, which is what I can do if I want to make comments about this reading. Parenthetically, you should also note that sighted people can see all of these readings anytime. But if we want to see them, we have to get them into the logbook in the app. And the only way to really do that is to add a note and go through the process of putting in some data into the note section.
Sensor ends in 2 days.
Sensor ends in 2 days. That's good to know.
Sensor ends in 2 days. Sensor ends in 2 days.
And that's it for this particular part of the menu. So now I'm going to go back to my
glucose going low
beginning of this app, and I'll hear glucose going low.
Slider menu icon, button, possibly, menu.
Slider menu icon, possibly, menu. And I'm going to double tap on that.
Slider menu icon, possibly, menu, possibly, menu, possibly, menu.
Now, if I'm in this menu and I flick to the right, I hear the following.
Glucose going low, 85 milligrams per deciliter and falling quickly.
Another glucose level.
Image, possibly, a blue logo on a white background, home.
Home.
Logbook, button.
Logbook.
Image, a gray icon on a white background. Alarms, button.
Alarms.
Image, possibly, an illustration of a gray object against a white background, notification. Reports.
Reports.
Daily patterns, button. Alarms, button. Image. Post reports. Daily patterns, but image. A gray look. Time and ranges, button.
Time and ranges.
Image. A gray logo on what? Low glucose events, button.
Low glucose events.
Image. Possibly. An illustration of a chip. Average glucose, button.
Average
image,
glucose.
Image. A gray logo on a white background. Daily graph, button.
Daily graph.
Image. A gray logo on GMI, button.
GMI, which is...
Image. Two gray letters against a white background. Possible text. Percent.
The average percentages of my
two gray letters against a white background, possible text, percent,
glucose management,
sensor usage, button, image, a gray logo on a food, start new sensor, button,
sensor image and food. Now, I should tell you that many of these reports are not terribly readable. And I will, after I show you how to add a note, go into one of the reports and show you what we can actually do with these reports and what is, even with their limited use, so awesome. So I'm going to go back to the top of my screen. Now, I will also tell you another thing. Sometimes when you're flicking, it will kind of skip back and you'll hear something over again. That's a little glitch in the app. And for the most part, as you get better using the app, you won't see the double reading. You can kind of get around it, but it does happen. And that's
slider menu icon, button, possibly, menu.
So now slider menu icon, I want to go back to where I can add a note. So I am going to flick until I hear the word home.
Glucose going low. 76 milligrams per deciliter. Gina Kuhutash. Selected. Home button.
And I'm going to double tap on home.
76 milligrams per deciliter and falling quickly.
Now, this puts me in a place where I can now do what I normally do when I check my glucose. When I check my glucose, I no longer have to take this iPhone and bring it up to my sensor and put the camera over the sensor. It will now scan it. At the moment, my phone is sitting on my desk. And if I touch the top of my iPhone again,
76. That sensor ends in 2 days.
I see 76, and that's my milligrams. And I see sensor ends in 2 days. And if I flick back
add
again,
note button. 74 milligrams per deciliter and falling quickly.
I see add
glucose
note.
Going low. Glucose slider menu icon button. Possibly menu. Slider menu icon button. Possibly menu.
I'm going to go to add note.
Glucose going low. 74 milligrams per deciliter and falling quickly. 74 milligrams per deciliter and falling quickly. Add note button. Sensor ends in 2 days. Add note button.
Tapping on add note.
74. Trend arrow falling quickly. Image and illustration of a black check mark against a green background.
And then it will tell me because my glucose is falling quickly.
Friday, May 10th.
The date.
mg/dl.
The milligrams per deciliter.
mg/. 11:51 p.m. No food. Image. A gray apple on a white surface.
No food. If I had food, I would check a checkbox.
Food. Checkbox unchecked. Image. A square gray object against a white background. Note insulin, image, and illustration of a gray wrench, rapid acting insulin. Checkbox unchecked, image, a squirt note insulin, image, and illustration of a gray wrench.
And it's telling me the different kinds of insulin, and if I were to use rapid acting or long acting, I could check a checkbox, and then it would show that I took insulin.
Long acting insulin. Checkbox unchecked, image, note exercise, image, and illustration of a person running.
Same thing for exercise. I am going to check exercise just so you can see what it does.
Exercise. Checkbox unchecked. Image. A square gray object against a white background. Checkbox checked. Image. A square gray object against a white background.
I've double tapped on the checkpoint for exercise.
Select intensity. Collapsed.
Select intensity. I'm going to double tap on that.
Select intensity. Expanded.
My options are low, medium, and high. I'm going to check medium.
Low intensity. Button. Medium intensity. Button. Medium intensity. No food. Image. A gray apple on a white surface.
Now, this I don't like. When you have checked that, it kind of slides you back to where you might have been before. So now I have to flick again to the exercise portion. Intensity.
Food. Checkbox unchecked. Note insulin. Rapid acting insulin. Checkbox unchecked. Note insulin. Long acting insulin. Checkbox unchecked. Note exercise. Exercise. Checkbox checked. Medium intensity. Collect 0 hours, 0 minutes. Button.
Now, 0 hours, 0 minutes. And I want to put in how many hours. So I'm going to double tap on that.
Cancel. Button. Cancel. But edit time. Done. Button. 0 hours. Picker item. Adjustable. 1 of 13.
And if I wanted to make this 1 hour.
1 hour. 2 of 13.
I would flick up.
0 minutes. Picker item. Adjustable. 1 of 60.
And then this is a picker item. I'm going to do 5 minutes.
1 minute. 2 minutes. 3 minutes. 4 minutes. 5 minutes. 6 of 60. 5 minutes. Picker item. Adjustable. 6 of 60.
You cannot flick past that point, so I have to flick back. And this time it will let me close the dialog box.
1 hour. Picker item. Done. Button.
There's a done button, so I double tap on that.
Done. Edit time. Done. Button. Current glucose. Back button. Add note. Heading. 74.
And again, it brings me all the way back to the beginning, so I'm going to flick through pretty quickly until I get to the next thing, which is going to be comments.
Trend Friday. mg/11. No food. Food. Checkbox. Note insulin. Rapid acting. Checkbox. Note insulin. Long acting. Checkbox. Note exercise. Exercise. Checkbox. Check. Medium intense. 1 hour. Add comment. Image. Comments. Comments. Text field. Cancel. Button. Comments. Text field.
Comments. Text field. It doesn't say double tap to edit, but you double tap to edit it.
Cancel. Button. Done. Button. Cancel. Button. Comments. Text field. Is editing. Insertion point at start.
And sometimes you just kind of have to flick back and forth. Once it says that it's editing, then you can either type it in or you can hit the dictate button. And I'm going to write.
Return. Dictate.
Glucose going low after exercise, period, will adjust by grabbing some hard candy to raise my blood sugar.
Dictate. Emoji. Toolbar. Done. Button. Done. Button. Cancel. Button. Comments. Text field. Is editing. Glucose going low after exercise. Will adjust by grabbing some hard candy to raise my blood sugar. Word mode. Insertion point at end.
Now, clue your thing about this app. There are two done buttons. In order for these comments in the add note to stay, the first done button I must hit is the one that says done toolbar. So I will grab that one first.
Cancel. Done. Button. Toolbar. Done. Button.
Toolbar. Done. Button. Double tap.
Done. Comments. Glucose going low after exercise. Will adjust. Done. Done. Button.
Now I can take my finger and go to the bottom of the screen and hit the other done button.
Glucose going low.
Now, if I want to read all of these results back, the best way to do that is to go back to my menu. So I'm going to the top of my screen.
Slider menu 11:58 p.m. Status bar item. Slider menu icon. Button. Possibly. Menu.
And I'm going to do the slider menu button.
Slider menu icon. Possibly. Menu. Possibly. Menu. Possibly. Menu.
Now I'm going to go to the top of my screen again.
Gina Kud. Selected. Home. Button.
And this is luck of the draw. You heard it say my name and then home button, and I'm going to double tap on home.
79 milligrams per deciliter and changing slowly.
Now I'm going to flick to logbook.
Add note. Button. 79 milligrams per deciliter. Add note. Sensor ends in 2 days. Slide 11:58. Slider menu icon. Button. Possibly. Menu. Glucose in range. 79 milligram. Add note. Button. Sensor ends in. Add note. 79 milligram. Glucose in range. Slider menu icon. Button. Possibly. Menu.
I wanted you to see this. Sometimes you double tap on this menu and it doesn't go the first time. So you have to do it
again. Slide 11:59 p.m. Status bar item. Slider menu icon. Possibly. Menu. Possibly. Menu. Possibly. Menu.
My cue for knowing usually that it takes is that I have to say slider menu icon 3 times or hear it 3 times. And then I know I'm actually in the menu. So now I'm going to flick again.
Selected. Home. Button.
And I see home.
Image. Possibly. A blue logo. Logbook. Button.
Logbook.
Image. A gray icon. Logbook. Button.
Double tap.
74. Next button arrow, dimmed, button, May 10th, 2024, calendar icon, button.
So I go back to where it says May 10th, and now I can see any readings that I put in for May 10th.
Next button arrow, dimmed, button, May 10th, 2024, calendar icon, button. Next button arrow, dimmed, button, 74. Trend arrow falling quickly, image, upload, no time. NG/EL, no type. No time zone, 145. Trend arrow changing slope, no time. NG/EL, no type. No time zone, 93. Trend arrow falling, no time, NG/, no type, no time zone, 53. Trend arrow falling, no time, NG/, no type, no time zone, 69. Trend arrow falling, no time, NG/, no type, no time zone, 68. Trend arrow falling quickly, image, a black check mark against a white background.
Okay, if I want
status
to
item,
hear any 74. Of these.
Next button arrow, dimmed, but 74.
I have to actually go into one of them, so we'll go into the one that I just did.
Next button arrow, dimmed, 74.
You can double tap on the number or double tap on...
Trend arrow falling quickly. Image. Up. No time. NG/EL. No type. No time zone. No type. No time zone. 145. No time zone. 74. Number 8 FCB3A.
It kind of gives you some weird image type things that I ignore. But as long as I've double tapped on anything in between the number and the next number that I can read. So now I see the 74.
Friday, May 10th, 11:51 p.m. Image and illustration of a black NG/EL. 11:51 p.m. Edit icon larger. Button. Heading. Possibly. Compose.
Edit icon larger.
Exercise medium intensity. 1 hour, 5 minutes.
You see where I put in my exercise and the amount of time.
Glucose going low after exercise. Will glucose going low after exercise. Will adjust by grabbing some hard candy to raise my blood sugar.
And my comments.
74. Number 8 FCB3A. Back arrow. Button. Possibly.
I can go back arrow.
Back arrow. Slider menu
now
icon.
We'll read
button,
one
possibly.
More.
Menu. Logbook. Prep button arrow. But May 10th. Next button arrow. 74. Trend arrow falling. No time. NG/. No type. No time zone. 145.
We'll do the 145.
145. Friday, 11th. Image. NG/DL 11:31 p.m. Edit icon larger. But great evening glucose level. Great evening glucose level.
I didn't do any exercise or I didn't log any food. So all it shows are my comments. And I try to write something in the comments because I find it helps me. Here's the thing. I could check off the insulin levels when I take it. And that works pretty well. Under the food, I can also check off which meal. If I check off food, it will show me breakfast, lunch, and dinner. If I have the extra time to do that, sometimes I do. Sometimes I just want it known that I ate food. If I know the grams of carb and I'm in the food section, I can check off the grams of carbs. But sometimes I just don't bother with that because it flicks you out of there so easily and so often I get annoyed with it. Now, I want to show you one more thing in the menu here, and then we'll talk about reports.
At 12.03 a.m., status, back arrow, button, possibly, back.
Back arrow.
Explore image. What? Back arrow, button, possibly, back. Back arrow, slider menu icon, button, possibly,
if I
menu.
Want to go to a different day.
Slider menu icon, button, possibly, slider menu icon, logbook, heading, prayer button arrow, button, May 10th, 2024, calendar icon, button, next button arrow, button.
Next would be tomorrow, previous is the day before, so I'm going to go to
May 10th, 2020, prayer button arrow, button.
And double tap on it.
Prayer button arrow, May 9th, 2000, next button arrow, button, May 9th, 2024, calendar icon, button, next button arrow, button, B9. Trend arrow changing slowly. Image, past 89.
All right, we're going to do the first one here. And again, you will see several numbers in here. I'll double tap.
89, number 8 FCD3A. Thursday, May 9th, 7:21 p.m. Image, possibly NG/DL. 7:21 p.m. Edit icon larger. Button, good glucose for having not eaten in a while. Good glucose for having not eaten in a while.
Again, good glucose for not having eaten in a while.
Edit icon locked. 7:20 NG/DL. Image. Possible. 7:21 p.m. Thursday. May 89. Number 8 FCD3A. Logbook detail. Heading. Back arrow. Button. Possibly. Back.
Back arrow. That one.
Slider menu icon.
One
button.
More.
Possibly. Logbook. Prayer button arrow. May 9th. Next button arrow. 89. Trend arrow changing. No time. NG/DL. No type. No time zone. 65. Trend arrow changing. No time. NG/DL. No type. No time zone. 69. Trend arrow, no time, NG/DL, no type, no time zone, 130.
I'll do the 130.
130, number 8 FCD3A.
Double tapped on it.
Thursday, 9 a.m., image, NG/DL, 9 a.m., edit icon larger, but about an hour after breakfast, good glucose. About an hour after breakfast, good glucose.
And again, I just put in my comments.
Back arrow, 12.05 a.m., status item, back arrow, button, possibly, back. Back arrow, slider menu icon, button,
the one
possibly,
other thing
menu.
I want to show you is, if I want to get back to my original glucose level where I'm going to check them, I always have to go to the home button, which I will do at the end. But let's get out of the logbook and go to reports.
Slider menu icon, button, possibly, menu. Logbook, heading, prayer button arrow, but May 9th, prayer button, logbook, heading. Slider menu icon, button, possibly, menu. Slider menu icon, possibly, menu, possibly, menu, possibly, menu.
Again, that triple menu thing.
Logbook, image, alarms, image, reports. Daily patterns, button. Image, a gray logo on a white background. Time and ranges, button.
Okay, there are several reports here. Daily patterns, time and ranges.
Image, a gray logo on low glucose events, button.
Low glucose events.
Image,
will do
a gray logo, time and ranges, button. Image, a gray logo on a daily patterns, button.
Daily patterns. I've double tapped.
Slider menu icon, button, possibly, menu. Reports, heading, daily patterns, May 5th, 11, 2024.
So it shows me the week, May 5th to 11th.
Target range, 70, 180 mg/DL.
It tells me my range that I want my glucose to be in, no lower than 70, no higher than 180, before I start being in a position where I'm going to look for alarms.
Data available for 6 of 7 days. Horizontal scroll bar, 25 pages, 0%, adjustable. Toolbar, share, button, information, button, possibly, info.
Okay. I could keep going. The information here will be difficult for us to read, but I'll show you.
Selected, 7 days, button, 14 days, 30 days, button, 90 days, 90 days, button, 404.
Can't really read it this way. I can get it for 7, 14, 30, or 90 days, but I'm going to do share.
30 days, 14 days, selected, 7 days, button, toolbar, information, button, pop share, button. Share, close, button.
Now, I could, right now, it's set up for 7 days. I could change it to any one of those.
AirDrop, but messages, button. mail button, notes button, reminders, journal button, freeform button, Zoom button, Gmail button, Kindle button, Air Explorer button, VD scan button, more button, copy button, save image button, print button, add to new quit note button, add to shared album, create watch face button, save to files button, recognize with NFB newsline button, recognize with seeing AI button, ask envision button, envision it button, recognize with super sense button, describe with my eyes button, describe with access AI button, find products on Amazon button, describe with access AI button, describe with my eyes, recognize with super sense button, envision it button, ask envision button, recognize with seeing AI button.
You would think that you want to do this with recognize with seeing AI, but I think we found
ask envision
the best
button
results.
Envision it button, recognize with super, describe with my eyes, describe with access AI button, describe with my eyes button,
came from describe with be
recognize, describe with my eyes button,
be my eyes. So I'm going to double tap on that.
Describe with cancel, cancel button, cancel, please wait, be my AI's writing a message. Be my AI still writing a message. Be my AI, the image is a graph titled Daily Patterns for the week of May 5th, 11, 2024. It displays blood glucose levels over time, measured in milligrams per deciliter, mg/dl. The vertical axis ranges from 0 to 350 mg/dl, and the horizontal axis represents time from 12 a.m. to 12 a.m., indicating a 24-hour period. The graph features a solid black line that represents the average glucose level, a light blue shaded area that shows the variability of glucose levels throughout the day, two horizontal green lines indicating the target glucose range set between 70 and 180 mg/dl. Below the graph, a note states target range 70, 180 mg/dl and data available for 6 of 7 days.
Now, basically that tells me what the graph looks like with the low and the high glucose levels, where the lines are, the x-axis, the y-axis, etc. So now I'm going to write seeing AI a message.
Share button. Your message, image, be my AI. The image is a graph titled Daily Patterns for the week of May. Your message, image, be my AI. Message, send message, dimmed button. Message, text field. Insertion point at end. Dictate.
Can you be a little more specific about the levels at various times during the day? And do you see any low glucose levels on this graph?
Inserted, can you be a little more specific about the levels at various times during the day? And do you see any low glucose levels on this graph?
Now I'm going to send this message.
Emoji. Dictate. Be my message. Clear text button. Send message button. Send message button. Send, please wait, be my AI is writing a message. Be my AI is still writing a message. Be my AI, the graph shows the following specific glucose levels throughout the day. At 12 a.m., the average glucose level starts at around 150 mg/dl. It gradually decreases to approximately 100 mg/dl by 6 a.m. From 6 a.m., the level rises, reaching about 160 mg/dl by noon. There is a slight dip around 3 p.m. to near 140 mg/dl, then it increases again. By 6 p.m., the level peaks at around 180 mg/dl. After 6 p.m., the glucose level gradually declines, reaching back to around 150 mg/dl by 12 a.m. Regarding low glucose levels, the graph does not indicate any points where the average glucose level drops below the target range minimum of 70 mg/dl. The lowest average point is around 100 mg/dl at 6 a.m.
Now, that's important because what that basically tells me is that this report is not going to show me any low glucose levels. I will tell you, I have done the low glucose graph, and it will show me how low they dip and approximately when. With the Libre 1, we didn't have this access to doing these kinds of text messages, and we could not access these reports at all. This app is much improved. It's a little cool.
12 a.m. status bar item.
But it does what it's supposed to do. I can look at these reports. I can get an idea as to where things are. I can look at the low glucose level report if I want to. I can check reports over a 30, 60, or 90 day period, and my AI will definitely
12:13 a.m. status bar item.
Describe those peaks and valleys for me. It's a great thing. Is the app perfect? Absolutely not. But it works better, and it's slightly more smooth than the old one used to be. I love the fact that I no longer have to scan my arm. And as long as I have this near my body, I can look at my sensor readings. The one thing I wish were true would be that if I checked a level, I could see it later on if I didn't put any notes in my app for that particular level. That is unfortunately not the case. But you know what? If the worst thing in my life is that I have
12:14 a.m. status bar item,
log in those levels.
Message, text field.
Then I'm not doing too badly. So now I'm going to get rid of this app because I don't need it this way.
Your message, imp, be my AI. Your message, be my AI. Message, text field, send message, send message, dimmed, but message, be my AI. Your message, be my AI. Your message, imp, share, button, cancel, button.
Now I can cancel because I don't need this anymore.
Okay. And now I'm going to take over and say the last part of this. One of the really nice things about this app as well is there is a place where we can have alarms. There are four kinds of alarms we can have on this app. One is an alarm that tells us that our system is no longer able to validate and access the alarms. I always keep that on because I found if I turn that off, the system really goes crazy. And we have discovered, because it happened to another app user, that if it goes crazy enough, you may find that your sensor isn't working properly and that alarm will never fix itself and you'll have to replace your sensor. The other three alarms that are critical and important are the low glucose alarm, which you can set. So my low glucose alarm is that if my glucose goes between 65 and 70 milligrams per deciliter, I will get an alarm. And that means do something about this because you don't want it to go any lower. My high glucose alarm is set at 250. So that means 180 is my targeted normal, but between 180 and 250, I have the flexibility. But at 250, I will definitely get a message telling me, do something now, it will be an alarm. And the third and the only alarm that we actually do not and cannot control is the critical alarm. Critical alarm is set at 55 milligrams per deciliter. That alarm cannot be adjusted in any way. Typically, if you get down to 55 and you're not feeling it, you're probably beginning to be in medical trouble and you better do something quickly or somebody else better know about it and be doing something for you. Those are the alarms, and you can see if you look under the alarms, it'll say critical and it'll tell the milligrams, low and it'll tell the range, and then high and it'll tell the range. And you can turn them on and off. There are times when I'm in venues, I don't want those alarms to go off and I know my ranges are pretty good and I'll turn them off temporarily and then I'll turn them back again. Overall, it is a very good app. And again, to get out of the alarms, you'd go back to the home button and then you're back where you can check your glucose again. It is much improved over the Libre 1, and for people who can't afford the Dexcom or don't qualify for it, I think it's well worth having. And that's all I have to say about the Libre 3 and the app and testing my glucose without having to do finger sticks.
When you were swiping through the app, there were times when it would say image. Was that because you had your images turned on your iPhone, or was that just part of the app?
That's just part of the app, and I should have said that, but it is just part of the app. It's annoying. I did, because I was curious at one point, turn the images on, but it really doesn't help. And in fact, it makes everything else that works well in the app read pretty terribly.
In the beginning, when you were doing the charts of the day and showing your low glucose level point there, it was a type and time zone. But you seem to have all the times there. I don't quite know why. What was that?
It's just part of the app. I don't know why they do that. I suspect that there's some visual stuff going on that we don't see, Margaret, but I can't verify that. I mostly just ignore it. I do know that when you're looking at your logbook, as long you can double tap on the number or anything between that number, type time zone, larger icon, Once you double tap on any of those, it activates any information that I put in the app.
My next question is, did the designers of the app know that Bing AI was going to be available so that you would be able to put
Not
those
likely.
two apps together, or did you
No,
just we just figure
not
that out on your
likely.
own?
We just did that to try it. Well, what happened was I was having a bad day and I was getting low glucose levels, and I
Right.
wanted to see if there was any pattern. And John and I just started experimenting. I don't think Abbott has a clue. And we've kind of tried to tell them that they could clean up a couple of things on this app, you know, like the fact that it jumps back every time we try to add something, and the fact that it doesn't need to say the
Yeah, menu, menu, menu.
menu, menu, menu. They don't want to hear it. They
Okay.
know that it's accessible enough and that people can use it that way, and they've made it a little better. And I think that's all they care about.
Somehow you may want to take pieces of that demo and say, write it to somebody like Jonathan Mosen, or send it so he could put it up on his Living Blindfully so other people would know that, because people aren't going to think of that, of marrying those two apps together.
No, they're
And
not.
they're not going to think of it, especially the graph description and then how it told you when you asked it. And I think the Envision glasses would, in essence, do the same thing as well.
My guess
And the
is you're right
Envision
about
app,
that.
yeah. But
Yeah.
people aren't going to know that.
I also use this. And the big difference, you want to make sure, like Jeanette said, to pick the one that says describe, because if you choose the one that says recognize, it is recognizing that there's something there, but it's not describing to you what the image actually says. So it's just recognizing that there's an image or a picture there. That's like the difference. That's why when it says recognize, that's really for people who are visual people. They can see the bell curves and the charts and the different numbers. And you can also do it with Aira as well. That's one of the choices there. But
Yes.
I've tried it. And for some reason, with Be My Eyes, it actually gives you more information back if you ask it a question. I don't know why. I guess it's just the algorithms.
Towards the end, you mentioned people who could not afford, I guess it's one of the technologies. Can you elaborate a little more? I know you talked about not having to prick yourself to check your glucose, etc. And I've heard about continuous glucose monitors, etc. So is that the kind of issue you were trying to comment on at that?
There are several companies that make these continuous glucose monitoring systems. This one, depending on your insurance company, to 100 and two, I've seen them as high as $200 for a 3 month supply. But if you're getting without insurance, they run.
No, that's about the high, because I think you can get them for like, was $130 for two sensors
Yeah,
on average. So
on average, without
so
insurance.
without insurance,
But the other company is Dexcom, and they run,
like $500 or $600 a month, isn't it? If you
yeah,
don't have, if you don't have
at
insurance.
least we don't know the prices, but it's quite a bit more money. And
They have
one of
more.
the things is, it used to be that people said that this app that we are using is not very accurate. But I think Abbott has really done a wonderful job of improving the accuracy of the app to the point where they used to make us get a reader and say to use it, you shouldn't use an iPhone. The reader is the preferred way. And now they do not make blind people get a reader anymore because they understand that the accuracy of the app, even on the iPhone, works.
Well, the
When
predecessors didn't have alarms, and they also the predecessor, as you pointed out, you had to do the scanning.
there are two differences between the more expensive glucose monitoring systems. One is the Dexcom, you can put on more than one place in your body. You can put it on your stomach, you can put it near your heart chakra, which is near your breastbone in your chest, where that bone comes together under your heart, or on your upper leg. This app is only approved for your upper arm between the elbow and your shoulder. However, the other no longer difference is they both now have alarm systems. So people used to say, oh, you have to get the more expensive app, which most of us can't afford. with or without insurance, because it has alarms. And Abbott finally put the alarms in this one to give us basically the same autonomy. And quite frankly, ours is easier to apply.
When you say reader in that, you know, the discussion there, do you mean actual human person reader?
No, it's a print device that's completely not accessible to
us. It's a device that would read the scanner. Jeanette, just be aware, you're saying the app, it's a sensor that's the things that are putting on your arm. Remember, there's a two-part thing to this.
I did say that. I'm sorry.
Okay.
So for us, we don't have to worry about putting in codes to make our thing run. And it's just a whole lot less kludgy to get it up and running.
And what's even nicer about it is that you can set it up, if you can get permissions, to have other members or friends have access to that data, or you can have it that it gets sent to your doctor. So there's a lot of capabilities with this, with the app for this, the Libra sensors.
How long can you go before you have to change the sensor? What is it?
14 days.
And if you see what the sensor actually looks like, it's a small disc, you know, the size of these ones are about the same, a little less than a nickel. And what happens is they stick on you, but it's a little, like a little probe, almost like a piece of thick or thicker fishing line that gets poked into you. I'd say it's only an eighth of an inch.
It's a pressure poke. You know, like the way they used to put in stud earrings for women, that little machine that shoots it in.
Yeah,
so you press the thing down and it shoots it into your arm under pressure.
Like a little, you know, a little tiny filament that basically gets stuck into you. That's what's actually going there. So I'd imagine between the, your body would probably eventually kind of react to that if it was staying in too long. The adhesive, even though it stays on pretty good.
And can you shower and stuff with that on?
Yes.
And you can protect it with a plastic bag, or you can use waterproof dressings, or you can just kind of keep your arm away from the center as long as you don't, soak it. Half an hour submerged in water, it should still stay.
I know one of the holy grails, and it's not available, I think Apple is still researching it, is that they would be able to do something where they could use, a laser light or something to check your glucose numbers. But again, that's, sort of pie in the sky. It hasn't happened yet, and I don't know if it ever will.
So the sensor, you said you attach it once for every 2 weeks. Are you able to attach in the same general spot? And how does it feel when you are attaching it? Does it hurt?
It's like giving yourself a shot.
Like
you feel the needle prick and then it's done. But in answer to your question, it's like when you give yourself a shot. They say don't use the same spot twice. So you move it around a little bit. But as long as you're in the general area, in the middle of your upper arm, between your elbow and your shoulder.
Even the Libre says if your numbers are off or whatever, they don't check with
a finger stick.
Yeah.
Or get an A1C done.
And they do say there's a 10% variable with the continuous glucose monitors versus if you do a finger stick.
Thank you, Jeanette, for that. Excellent.